we weren't doing something right. Something wasn't right, and he just freaked out.
That's Demi Engel, a former Ketchikan High School volleyball player. She's recalling what happened just days before she says Johnson threw a chair onto the court while her team tried to learn a play. Engel was a sophomore at Ketchikan High School when Johnson took over, coaching the Lady Kings volleyball program. Engel says that her time on the team was marked by several incidents of abuse from Johnson, mainly verbal. She says Johnson would comment on her weight or what she would eat or drink.
I'd bring, like, a drink from B&D, and he'd be like, "That's a lot of sugar. Are you sure you're going to drink that?" And he would constantly make comments about how big I am. And I was a little bit bigger than most of the girls on the team. So sitting there and constantly comparing myself to them really hurt me mentally. It got to the point where I would purge every meal, and I would try and take appetite suppressants.
She says he'd also make comments while she was exercising during practice.
He ran me one time till I threw up. And in practice and stuff, if I wasn't running fast enough or if I wasn't the person lifting the heaviest when we were weightlifting, he'd bash me, just make me feel so horrible about myself.
Those comments are what she said drove her to leave practices to purge whatever she had eaten or drank.
And that's where I'd do it. I'd go into the locker room.
Engel says she also started taking antidepressants because of this.
He really did a toll to my mental health.
And she says there were also times that the abuse turned physical.
He would grab me by, like, the collar of my jersey and bring me in close to him and tell me that I'm replaceable and that I need to sit and watch and watch somebody else play my position. And that happened all throughout the time he was coaching me.
Engel also says that he would throw clipboards at the players. Engel says she believes Johnson was strategic about when these incidents happened.
Most of the time he wouldn't do it when the parents were around. It was a lot of, like, in private.
Engel says she took her complaint to the Ketchikan High School principal at the time, Jason House. But she says it went nowhere. Reached for comment, House said he could not remember how he handled the complaint and referred further questions to the school district. In an interview, Johnson cast doubt on Engel's accounts.
I don't know where this person is coming up with these stories. That is completely unfounded.
He denied ever grabbing a player's jersey or throwing a chair or clipboard at any players.
Where did that happen at, and why didn't somebody report it at that time? That's preposterous.
Johnson also says it's possible Engel misinterpreted comments about an athlete's nutrition as shaming her. He says he discouraged players from drinking sugary beverages while on the court.
I would never publicly humiliate or shame a female student. I've spent my entire career trying my best to help build them up. I believe in empowering women. So I think that comment is preposterous.
Johnson says he was unaware that Engel would purge at the school, but he said it wouldn't have been during a practice with him that she left to do that. He denied ever having Engel as a student in the school's weightlifting room. He also says he did not make volleyball players run laps. He says that what he remembers of Engel leaving the team is her not showing up to practice one day and being a student at a different school the next. It's not the first time that Johnson has faced allegations as a coach. He was issued a formal reprimand on his teaching license from the Oregon Teacher Standards and Practices Commission in 2014. That's according to copies of the reprimand sent to KRBD by staff at Lebanon High School in Lebanon, Oregon, on Wednesday. Lebanon High School is where Johnson coached the boys' basketball program from 2010 to 2013. The reprimand came after an investigation of two complaints filed by parents' players alleging abuse. He admitted to using profanity on the court, something he recalled in his interview with KRBD.
I received a public reprimand from the state in the state of Oregon for telling a group of boys to get their asses to the baseline.
Johnson says he didn't make a habit of cursing at players. He says he only used foul language with students once or twice. He quit his job after the reprimand. Johnson's trial for charges of assault and harassment related to allegedly shoving a player on the court earlier this month is set to begin in February. He's currently on paid administrative leave, with instructions from Ketchikan District Court not to be within 100 feet of Ketchikan High School. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.